KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
These that show that something along the lines of a ketogenic diet, very low in carbs, can be really helpful for the brain. And there's also a lot of information about how exercise can forestall cognitive decline. So that's one of the tried and true ways, you know, whether certain vitamins or supplements are controversial in terms of brain health, there's no question that exercise slows cognitive decline. So rather than me giving you a whole dissertation, because I could do not just in one program, but an entire series of programs about how to forestall cognitive decline, I recommend the Dale Bredesen book, The End of Alzheimer's, the program, which he wrote in 2020, which outlines really tangible steps you can take to slow the progression of cognitive decline. And he's actually done the research that shows that even people who are afflicted with the very deterministic gene, the APOE4 gene, that is said to be the Alzheimer's gene, that these people can slow or delay their progression to cognitive decline or even reverse cognitive decline with a comprehensive healthy program such as he outlined. So there you have it. I think that that's an important resource for you. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, exosomes are a thing. In fact, they're touted in pricey formulas for skin rejuvenation, and you can get exosome treatment at aesthetic clinics, topical applications, and even injections of exosomes to rejuvenate your skin. That's a popular way that exosomes are being used. And exosomes are also sometimes injected into joints. Exosomes are derived from mesenchymal stem cells, and they are what are called pluripotent, which means they have the potential to repair things. What they are tiny membrane-bound vesicles, a little like liposomes, you know, like liposomal curcumin helps to deliver it past the blood-brain barrier and deep into the tissues of the body. They're tiny membrane-bound vesicles that carry proteins, lipids, and nucleic acids between cells. So I guess they're a little like little Uber cars that move things around in the body. And so the notion is that maybe they've got healing potential, but it's a little indiscriminate, right? Because are they delivering the right stuff to the right places? It's kind of a hit or miss thing when you're just applying exosomes randomly. But here's a study that looks at exosomes in Parkinson's disease, and there's a lot of buzz about this. That they say that several reports have demonstrated that human umbilical cord mesenchymal stem cells afford neuroprotection, but their application is limited because of their uncontrollable differentiation. In other words, you know, we don't know if they're going to do the right thing when they get to the right places. The way that stem cells communicate with cells is through secreted exosomes. So they did a study, and this is an animal study, so it's preclinical. We can't say that, you know, we're trying it out on people. But what they found is that in a rat study, they gave exosomes. They found that the exosomes reached the substantia nigra through the blood-brain barrier. They're able to cross. And they also reduced the loss of dopamine action in the neurons. Dopamine is really what affects motion and mood and brain function in people who have Parkinson's disease. And by repleting the dopamine, that's what a lot of the medications are designed to do. The exosomes, in this case, upregulated the level of dopamine in the substantia nigra, which is the part of the brain that's affected in Parkinson's. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. They also think that the exosomes helped to induce autophagy, which is the cleanup process throughout the body and specifically in the brain where gunk may accumulate and thus cause progression of Parkinson's disease. So exosomes are a thing, potentially, and exosomes are a little bit on the chopping block because they're kind of a cutting edge or, in some cases, renegade therapy that people obtain sometimes by going to exotic places offshore clinics in the Caribbean and in Asia where stem cells can be legally administered because there are restrictions on stem cells and exosomes. But, and I'm not saying that this is a therapy that's ready for prime time, but there's great potential for exosomes in healing in medicine. This one, FDA approves adaptive deep brain stimulator for Parkinson's disease. Okay, so we know about pacemakers. Pacemakers deliver current, stimulate the heart to beat. They can do the same thing to stimulate the brain, but the brain's a lot more complicated than the heart. And they have to stimulate the brain in the right place, at the right frequency, the right intensity. And then the brain's states change. So this is adaptive deep brain stimulation. The closed-loop system adjusts stimulation to individual brain activity in real time. So this is, I guess, through machine learning and AI, these devices are becoming more and more sensitive and specific. The FDA's approval includes the brain sense electrode identifier, which helps reduce patient time spent in clinic to program their deep brain stimulation settings. It's a high-tech wonder, and that may also be an asset in our battle against Parkinson's disease, which affects, I believe the numbers are millions of Americans, perhaps 2 million or more Americans are afflicted with Parkinson's disease, and that may be just the tip of the iceberg because other people with subtle symptoms may have a pre-Parkinson's type of condition with problems with balance and tremor and various movement problems. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today, also available online.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio. If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
New York State has a new recruitment process for Democrat voters.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After DOGE's purge of the federal workforce, Governor Kathy Hochul is recruiting federal workers to move to New York. Does she really want employment or just more votes?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we'll take some additional phone calls from our listeners momentarily. But as we already know, obesity starts in the brain. And that is actually one of the reasons why these GLP-1 drugs seem to work to attenuate appetite. And there's a new study that suggests that highly processed foods have a rapid and deleterious effect on the brain's sensing functions. How rapid are these effects? Very rapid when people start consuming ultra-processed foods, according to a recent study. This study looked at a group of subjects who were encouraged to consume an additional 1,500 calories daily from ultra-processed snacks for just five days. The control group maintained their regular diet. And they did some very, very intensive study of what was going on in their brains. And what they found is that after a mere 5 days of follow-up, ultra-processed foods changed the insulin and reward functions of the brain dramatically. And how that works is that, as many of you may recognize, there are two types of diabetes. There's diabetes where you're not making enough insulin. It's type 1 diabetes that often occurs in childhood or adolescence. And then you need to take insulin shots for the rest of your life. And then there's what used to be called adult onset diabetes. Now it's called type 2 diabetes because more and more kids are getting it, because more and more kids are obese and sedentary and eat terrible diets. what they call it, type 2 diabetes, and there's plenty of insulin. In fact, there's too much insulin. One of the ways you can find out if you're metabolically unbalanced is to check a fasting insulin. If it's high, you are already on your way to metabolic syndrome, eventually culminating in type 2 diabetes. So what's going on? You have plenty of insulin, but the problem is insulin resistance in your tissues. The body no longer responds to insulin. It can't bring the blood sugar down eventually, and ultimately you need medication to bring the blood sugar down. Well, the same thing's happening in the brain, and this is not a new thing. They've recognized that there's maybe something called type 3 diabetes, which is insulin resistance in the brain. And insulin is an important signal to the brain to stop eating and to enjoy satiety. So they found that after 1 week, after just 5 days, there was already significant insulin resistance in the brain in the people who consumed 1,500 calories of ultra-processed foods in addition to their normal diets. So their conclusion is that short-term overeating with commonly used ultra-processed high-caloric snacks can trigger, also they found, liver fat accumulation and disrupted brain insulin action. Now, is that permanent? Is that permanent? Well, they found that 1 week after resuming a regular diet, insulin activity was already restored almost towards normal, but it didn't fully reverse. So it does suggest that bouts of overeating can eventually alter the brain so that these changes are irrevocable and can't be reversed with healthy eating. So, clearly, obesity starts in the brain, and ultra-processed foods, sugary junk foods, act fast in the brain to change our way of gauging satiety. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. And I just might remind you that if you're looking for supplements, shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. That's where I shop. I recommend drhoffmanstore.com for fast free shipping and high quality supplements, safe, secure, including world class customers.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really like your emphasis on servant leadership. I am a leader in my Boy Scout troop, and I've had to learn how to use servant leadership to really communicate with my scouts. And I just think this is just a great way to build positive relationships with people you work with.
That's amazing. So, Jacob, let me ask you another question. You're familiar with the term servant leadership through scouts. How did it feel when Darlene started talking about that and you see the real-world connection?
I just thought it was great, you know? It helps me see how I can use servant leadership outside of Boy Scouts and just in my day-to-day life.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
As we age, things change. Our blood pressure goes up, our sex drive goes down. It's due to a molecule found in the human body that diminishes as we get older. But help is on the way, according to Dr. Nathan Bryan, author of the new book, The Secret of Nitric Oxide, Bringing the Science to Life. He found that the loss of nitric oxide production is recognized as one of the earliest events in the onset of many chronic diseases, including the number one killer of men and women, cardiovascular disease.
Nitric oxide helps keep the blood vessels open, and maintaining healthy levels can maintain a healthy body, everything from a sharp mind to a healthy heart to overall sexual health.
Dr. Bryan says you can improve nitric oxide levels in the body through diet, exercise, and eliminating things like mouthwash, fluoride toothpaste, and antacids.
Eating a balanced diet, eliminating sugar and simple carbohydrates is a good start, but there are also supplements you can take.
For more information...
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And we'll take some more of your calls a little later. But this is a story that is concerning because... we tend to think of over-the-counter pain relievers as innocuous. And many of us take Advil, Motrin, and especially Tylenol or acetaminophen. I even take acetaminophen from time to time if I have a very high fever, although I try to let the fever do its work because the higher your body temperature, the more likely you are to generate interferon, which is something that is important for fending off infections. So you really kind of want to let that fever go. Sometimes I spend time in the steam room or the sauna, encourage increase in body temperature to vanquish a pathogen that may be overtaking me. But we tend to treat all manner of pain and also all manner of fever very casually. And there's a warning to expectant mothers about the use of a common over-the-counter drug in pregnancy, and that drug is Tylenol. Headline, taking this super common over-the-counter drug while pregnant has been linked to ADHD in kids. It's a big problem because approximately 7 million U.S. children including about a million kids diagnosed since 2016, have ADHD. And it's multifactorial. What's going on? Kids have devices. It's a different culture. Our attention spans are lowered by our externalities. Poor diets, right? Lack of essential fatty acids, et cetera. There's a lot going on. Loss of iron in young women can cause attention deficit disorder. Okay, so it's a multifactorial problem. But here's what they did. They looked at blood samples from 307 pregnant women between 2006 and 2011. They found that children born to mothers, so they had to look retrospectively. In other words, you know, you can't say the kid is born and immediately diagnose them with ADHD. You got to wait till they're a certain age. So they looked at records 2006 to 2011, and they found that children born to mothers who used acetaminophen during pregnancy had an 18% prevalence of ADHD. Well, what does that mean? ADHD is pretty common. Well, the rate of ADHD is 9% in children whose mothers did not take Tylenol. So that's double the prevalence. Now, a caution here is that correlation is not causation. It may be that there are certain factors that women who are taking Tylenol, maybe they're less educated, maybe they're sicker, achier, they have more inflammation. Something else is going on here. So that the taking of the Tylenol is not the cause of the problem. It's just a concomitant of some risk factor that the women who took Tylenol had that imparted to their kids a higher risk of ADHD. But, persuasive here, the likelihood of an ADHD diagnosis was more than three times greater in children whose mothers had detectable acetaminophen levels in their blood, which means they were taking quite a lot of it. If, you know, they just didn't simply answer a questionnaire, yeah, I took it a couple of times, but they had blood levels that suggested they were mainlining Tylenol. Because, hey, pregnancy is unpleasant, you know, a lot of sore back, you know, haven't been through it, but it's really hell on women. So, yeah, they're going to take some Tylenol to alleviate their discomfort. Not good. Even more remarkable, they say, is that daughters were six times more likely to develop ADHD if the mom used acetaminophen during pregnancy. And the effect was less pronounced among sons. Okay? An estimated 40 to 60% of pregnant women take Tylenol at some point in their pregnancy. All right? Now, there's no warning. There's no precaution. Nothing on a box of Tylenol says don't take Tylenol. There's another interesting thing about Tylenol. A few years back, a story was circulating where they found that people who take Tylenol have decreased empathy. Okay. We certainly have a deficiency of empathy in this society. And it may be that Tylenol, Tylenol's not that effective a painkiller. We're not talking about fentanyl here. But we're talking about something that may numb your sensation of pain, and empathy is the ability to discern pain in others and maybe empathize with them. I feel your pain. And by numbing our own pain, we may thereby decrease empathy. Yeah, you hear what I'm talking about. All right. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And this is important because we're talking here about detoxification. And we had some questions about the brain. We talked about Parkinson's disease. Environmental toxicity is a major cause of innumerable problems. And the good news is hopefully this new administration under sort of iconoclastic folks like RFK Jr., they're going to start to think about the effects of environmental toxins on the body. This suite of supplements supports your body's natural detoxification. It includes glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that are used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products, plus they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye and bone health, and something called glucuronidation, which is a way to take the garbage out in the body. Natural process in which normal cells eliminate waste. For more information and order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. And I personally take many of their products and prescribe them quite zealously. So, interesting item. As our country approaches its 250th anniversary, this is going to be a big deal, coming up 2026. It's like a half centennial. I'm old enough to remember the 200th anniversary celebration back in 1976. So we're reminded that our country was dedicated to the proposition that we should have the ability to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But it's kind of an interesting phrase, because I get life, liberty, yeah, I get that. That was maybe a novel notion, liberty, in 1776, but kind of an outsized notion was the pursuit of happiness. Our country is dedicated to the pursuit of happiness. And there's a story here from psychologists in Science Daily. Trying to be happy makes us unhappier. Paradoxically. How does it do that? It zaps our self-control. Researchers have documented the paradox for more than a decade, is that the more people pursue happiness, the less happy they are. And researchers have published a paper in the journal Applied Psychology showing that trying to be happier is mentally exhausting in a way that drains our ability to use self-control and willpower. As a result, they say we're more susceptible to temptation and to making the kind of self-destructive decisions that make us less happy. So the prelude to this was a 2018 study that found people who try to be happier tend to feel like they're short on time. They're more stressed. And so the researchers in the study postulate that happiness is particularly exhausting when people view it in the same vein as money. Right? It's like a quantifiable thing. As though it's inherently something we can and should gather and hoard as much as we can. You know, how happy are you? Researchers surveyed hundreds of people and found that the more they habitually tried to be happier, the less they reported using self-control in their daily lives. Well, that's logical, because the pursuit of happiness sometimes involves instant gratification, hedonism, right? So they did an experiment which used ads with the word happiness in them to trigger a phenomenon whereby people try to be happier just by seeing the word. Then the participants were given a big bowl of chocolates. They were told to eat as many as they like. And they found that when the word happiness was flashed before the presentation of the chocolates, the people would eat more chocolates. Okay? And that suggests a loss of self-control. So, and by the way, if you think about it, that's the way our whole ad industry works, is we try to equate getting a car or getting a meal or getting some new article of clothing, some material acquisition, with happiness. And so people are on this continual treadmill in the, quote, pursuit of happiness. So, but the problem with all this is that the definition of happiness is happiness, true happiness, is achieved often through self-control, discipline. The deferral of gratification, of instant gratification. And therefore, I think that it's fine that we have dedicated our country to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as long as we properly define happiness as contribution to our society, a rewarding career, a wonderful family, great social relations, great accomplishments. These are, I think, the roots of true happiness and not mere indulgences in rewards, instant gratification. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now, for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. Patented energy contains the same patented lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification, glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that are used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and glucuronidation, a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We'll be right back. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
When it comes to setting up a home security system, most people don't want the hassle and have to deal with a ton of wires. Instead, the Tapo C120 Home Security Cam from TP-Link connects wirelessly. It's easy to set up, and you control it all through the Tapo app. TP-Link's Jens Hennings has more.
That's right. Yeah, there's the Tapo app, which allows you to add as many cameras as you want and gives you the live view, gives you instant notifications.
And the only wire is to power it up.
The only wire is the actual wire for the power cable. It comes with a 10-foot power cable, so it has quite a good distance that it can be mounted at, but it does still need that power supply.
Tomorrow, we'll share a great idea on how you can make the Tapo C120 super versatile in your home.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And make sure that you write down that number, because if a question arises in your medical encounters, or if you have a question about supplements, we're a resource. You can call 877-726-8255 anytime you like and record a question, as did this individual, so let's hear it.
Hi. We were wondering about advanced Lyme disease. It's been treated for over a year and a half, 2 years, with even advanced medicines and also kind of going to an alternative source. Was wondering about using like ivermectin or phenobarbital, if you had heard anything on that, or what would you suggest for advanced Lyme disease with severe arthritis and other complications? Thank you.
So Lyme disease is really a conundrum, because in addition to being an infectious disease, it can often trigger other types of problems, such as autoimmunity. And so in an effort to treat Lyme disease, often we use more and more powerful antibiotics to eradicate the spirochetes, which are thought to cause it. But in so doing, we may damage the body. We may destroy the microbiome. We may create toxicity. And we may deplete the body of essential nutrients. And so the job of a doctor treating Lyme disease is to make sure that the Lyme is eradicated, but at the same time, to deal with the consequences of the Lyme disease. And so a new type of doctor has emerged, integrative physicians who specialize in the treatment of Lyme disease. And they go to conferences and they learn all the latest, and yet it can still be a very challenging condition. So I personally believe that one of the important things to do in Lyme disease is to support the mitochondria and to get people powered up again, because the disease itself and treatments used for it tend to cause the mitochondria to be damaged and to fail in their energy production. So things like urolithin A, the MitoPure product, NT factor, you know, and for someone with Lyme disease, I would take a little more than is usually recommended. Maybe, you know, 3 or 4 scoops a couple of times a day, as opposed to 1 scoop twice daily of the NT factor powder. These are some of the things that I, you know, and again, I'm giving you just a snapshot, because again, these are big questions. I had a question earlier in the program about a 69-year-old woman who is in the early stages of dementia. What do you do? Well, that's an essay question. Same thing with Lyme disease. When it comes to ivermectin, you know, ivermectin is these days is being embraced as kind of a panacea. And I think more studies need to be done on it. What's nice about ivermectin is that it may have what are called pleiotropic effects. It's a dewormer originally, and that's why it was disparaged unduly by the government in a campaign to get people to stop taking ivermectin. Don't take that horse medicine. That was terrible. Ivermectin may have some benefits in terms of COVID, and it may have some benefits in the treatment of other autoimmune and inflammatory conditions. And modendazole is similar. It's also anti-parasitic medication, but it may have what are called, again, off-target effects, pleiotropic effects. The problem is that sometimes these therapies are embraced because they're unconventional. not because they're efficacious, but because there's kind of a bandwagon for, hey, let's use kind of a guerrilla tactics in treating disease. And that's a little unscientific. We really need to look at whether these drugs have efficacy. But in terms of the harmful potential, these medications probably pretty low, and it might be worth a try if all else has failed, you know, under the guidance of a practitioner who's familiar with dispensing them. I personally don't use them very much. 877-726-8255. I'll remind you that's our number. This is a vindication of omega-3 fatty acid supplements for cardiovascular disease. It's a study that found there was a strong beneficial effect according to the probabilities here. Omega-3 fatty acids, 99.7% likelihood of effectiveness for coronary heart disease, 99.6% likelihood of benefit for MI, 98.4% likelihood of benefit for cardiovascular disease overall, 98.8% likelihood of benefit for all-cause death, and 99.8% for cardiovascular death. For stroke, the results were kind of meh, you know, a 34% benefit for stroke, suggesting that it's more about circulatory problems related to the heart that fish oil comes in handy. So there you have it, the latest on research related to omega-3 fatty acids, and a very, very stunning vindication. So I just want to remind you that, as I've reminded you throughout the program, 877-726-8255 is our number to call in with questions, and you can take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast via drhoffman.com or on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday. We've got lots and lots of new material. It's all new and available to you free. Also follow me on Facebook and Twitter for the latest health news and our product recommendations. Don't forget to subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. We're working hard on that newsletter every week to bring you new, exciting information. So check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website, newly redesigned, user-friendly at drhoffman.com. Thanks very much for joining us. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman.
97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Canada selects its next prime minister. Sunday, Canada's Liberal Party announced Mark Carney was elected to follow Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation back in January. Carney's credited with helping guide the country through the worst of the 2008 financial crisis while acting as governor of the Bank of Canada. He's expected to be sworn in later in the week. President Trump continues to doubt Ukraine's desire to reach a peace deal with Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
On the one hand, the president believes Ukraine wants to make a deal, but on the other, he's expressing doubt.
I'm finding it more difficult, frankly, to deal with Ukraine, and they don't have the cards.
And he says Moscow might be a more reliable negotiating partner.
Getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Donald Trump's criticism of Ukraine and embrace of Russia's Vladimir Putin has upended U.S. foreign policy and rattled European allies who are scrambling to support Ukraine and bolster their own defenses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans unveil a spending bill to keep federal agencies funded through the end of the government's fiscal year in September.
The bill would give a slight boost to defense spending and trim non-defense programs below their 2024 budget levels. Congress must act by midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson is gearing up for a Tuesday vote on the bill, and he's essentially daring Democrats to vote against it and risk a shutdown. President Donald Trump is praising the bill, writing on X that Republicans have to remain united, no dissent. Top Democrats on the House and Senate Appropriations Committees say they strongly oppose the continuing resolution. Donna Warder, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick starter a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. For the one and only Relief Factor.
Heritage Foundation economist Steve Moore says the Trump administration is still coming to grips with the economic mess it inherited from former President Biden. Moore says the Biden administration allowed massive amounts of fraud.
One out of every five Medicaid dollars, and that's hundreds of billions of dollars, one out of every $5 was fraud or an improper payment. Can you believe that? I mean, over $150 billion. I'm not saying million, folks. $150 billion was just stolen from the Medicaid program. And Biden did nothing about it.
Made the comments on Salem Radio Network. Following 4 years of dismal action with the Biden administration and spiking energy demand, a number of states are pressing for ways to build new power plants quicker. Policymakers are trying to protect residents from higher electric bills and keep their economies on track. Some states are dangling financial incentives or overhauling regulatory structures. News and analysis at townhall.com. Colombian Defense Minister Pedro Sanchez says 29 law enforcement officers recently kidnapped have been given their freedom.
The 28 police officers and one soldier were captured during a failed operation against groups fighting over control of cocaine production in Cauca region. They were held by local residents in a communal area as negotiations were carried out. The Colombian government accused the rebels of intimidating the community and forcing them to fight the security forces. Cauca borders the Pacific Ocean and is a major drug trafficking route.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declares a state of emergency after brush fires burned through a well-known part of Long Island over the weekend. The four wind-driven fires erupted on the edge of the Hamptons, devouring 600 acres and destroying two commercial buildings before being declared under control. The fires have shut down several roads and a major highway that leads to the Hamptons. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is
Carl and Linda Bott. Join us on Monday as we welcome Shasta College with an update on what's happening out there in their classes and their different departments. We'll also be discussing the proposed 1 cent sales tax that was introduced at the City Council last Tuesday. What's that mean? How's it going to work? And where will the money go? All of this Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Or surveyors, and then they're going to determine if that is a legitimate or valid claim or not. And if it is, they're writing deficiencies, and the community is probably going to get in trouble for that. All right, so again, in the state of Kansas, 1-800-842-0078. In the state of Missouri, 1-800-392-0210. Only make that call if it's just not getting resolved and you need to kind of hit the red button, kind of a last resort, and the state will weigh in and take care of that. All right, here's another question from a really wonderful listener. Can you explain, it's not really a question. It is a question, but it was an email, okay? So can you explain the difference between assisted living and memory care again? So I talked about this a little bit last week, and the listener went on to say, I went back out to the assisted living community we are considering for our mom, and they didn't explain it like you do. Imagine that. The way you explained it made perfect sense to me, but now I'm confused again. All right, so let's just have a brief review of that. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It's just as simple as that. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Now, you can find memory care, and last week I talked about really the main two, the two primary levels of care that are out there and available, assisted living and long-term care. So let's look at memory care and the assisted living level of care. So the level of care is dictated by your licensure. I talked about all of that last week. If you want to go back, just check out the podcast, and I give a pretty good review of that. But your loved one needs help with those activities of daily living. They may need a little bit of help, you know, getting dressed and undressed, maybe a little help with their shower, a little help using the restroom. They may need a little bit of help with their incontinence management. They need their medications managed. They need their meals cooked for them, and those sort of things. So that those daily tasks, they're going to need some help with that. And they have cognitive impairment. So they need a special type of care to deliver the assisted living level, helping with those daily tasks, plus care for someone with Alzheimer's, one of the many form dementias of dementia, etc. All right. If a person needs long-term care, okay, so they need all of care that is provided at the assisted living level, plus maybe heavier physical care. It takes two staff to help transition a person from point A to point B, maybe even a mechanical lift. Maybe they are diabetic and require insulin injections, and that has to be handled by a nurse. Maybe they have skin breakdown and they have wound care needs, or maybe they have an indwelling urinary Foley catheter. Okay, all of those things fall into the category of medical care, plus that daily care, you know, helping with activities of daily living, and they have cognitive impairment. So they would need memory care on top of all of the other daily care and medical care. Does that make sense? So, again, I'm just going to keep preaching this because, frankly, I think that term is sometimes intentionally misused out in the marketplace. It kind of drives me a little bit crazy. Okay. All right. So let's move on to our primary topic of the day, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. So if you hear the term private pay, what that is you're paying with your own resources. You're writing a check or it's drafted out of your account, however you want to do that electronically or, you know, old school writing a check. A lot of places don't do the electronic funds transfer. They don't have a payment portal, and they just send them a check, drop it off, or mail it in. Okay, but regardless, if you hear the term private pay, that's paying with your own resources. And then what about Medicare? Okay, so Medicare is something that's very, very specific. So Medicare is essentially, just think of it as your health insurance. Okay, so you're 65 or older, and you have Medicare. Medicare is your health insurance that's going to pay for your hospitalization. If you have Part B, it's going to help pay for a lot of other things, including doctor's visits, x-rays, labs, all sorts of things, okay? So what is Medicare going to pay for in the world of senior care? Well, first of all, it's going to pay for home health care, and that's a huge, huge benefit. So you're living at home, and you have some sort of a need where a doctor would write an order for home health care. And usually it's going to be some intermittent skilled nursing visits, physical therapy visits, maybe even occupational therapy visits, and if needed, speech therapy visits. But it's by the visit, it's delivered in your home by certified and licensed professionals. They follow a plan of care written by a physician, and then they come to your house, and they'll and the big one there is going to be physical therapy. And they're going to do all the exercises with you, all of the therapy, all of the things, and document that, document your progress, and then at some point you are discharged. Okay? So that's covered. Hospice care. Hospice care is covered by Medicare. Hospice care is care, generally speaking, for someone with a prognosis of 6 months of life or less. A lot of people get a lot more than that, okay? But we're really focused on comfort care and quality of life at that point. We're not actively treating something to combat that, all right? So to combat the diagnosis or the symptoms, et cetera. So they're just managing the symptoms, keeping you comfortable, and hospice is just a wonderful type of care that can be delivered anywhere you call home. And after the break, I'll continue this conversation of how to pay for the high cost of senior care. But first, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for assisted living. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
New York State has a new recruitment process for Democrat voters.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After DOGE's purge of the federal workforce, Governor Kathy Hochul is recruiting federal workers to move to New York. Does she really want employment? Or just more votes?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for assisted living. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And that just upset a lot of people. Well, what do you mean it doesn't pay for assisted living? Don't yell at the messenger here. I'm just the messenger. Medicare is your health insurance. It pays for medical things, right? Medically necessary stuff. Assisted living is not a medical model. It's a social model. There's a lot of support there, but they help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management. They make all of your meals per day. Provide snacks and hydration. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to take you out to a doctor's appointment. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement, quality of life. None of that is really a big medical necessity, although the medication comes into it. But the bottom line is it doesn't pay for it. That's the message. All right, back to our theme of the day. How to pay for the high cost of senior care. We talked about private pay, paying with your own resources. And I was talking about Medicare. And the last point I want to make on Medicare is it will pay for skilled nursing and rehab. And what that is, essentially, is, and you have to jump through a few hoops on this one. But here's a really, really common example. So someone falls, they fracture their hip. My grandma did this. She did it twice, actually. But a lot of folks will do this. So and again, super, super common. You have a fall, you fracture your hip, you go to the hospital, you get your hip pinned or replaced. If you're in the hospital receiving treatment, and you're in the hospital for, and this is the key, three midnights. Again, pretty common if you're in there for pretty much anything, like a surgery or something like that. Then, and you need and could benefit from therapy or skilled nursing, then you are automatically covered by Medicare.
to go to a long-term care community that's Medicare certified to provide skilled nursing and rehab therapy. So you move into this long-term care community. You might be there 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. The maximum is 100 days. And frankly, most folks don't get anywhere close to that. And it's because they don't need anything close to that. Okay. 4, 5, 6 weeks, you might be good to go. If someone is recovering very slowly from a stroke or something like that, you may approach that 100 days. You might get the 100 days. But as long as you're improving, they'll keep you in there and keep working with you. If you return to your original function baseline, you're discharged. They got you back up and rolling. If you're improving and then you kind of stall out and you hit a plateau, and it looks like that is as far back as you're going to come physically with your physical capabilities, and you hit that plateau, that's your new baseline now, they will discharge. Or if the patient or resident just says, you know what, I just don't want to do this anymore, that's okay, that's their right. You can then discontinue therapy at that point. Okay, so that's it. In Medicare, tradition, and I'm not going to break this down too much today, traditional Medicare, A and B, you have a supplement, and lots of folks have that. It'll pay 100% for the first 20 days. And then there's a copay, a daily copay, days 21 up to a maximum of 100, and your supplemental insurance will cover that. If you have an Advantage plan, then that is really pretty heavily regulated by someone who is counting the dollars in a cubicle in Oshkosh or somewhere out there in the country. And you might get 7 or 10 days. You may get 14 or who knows what you'll get. Typically, they don't provide as much as if you had traditional A, B, and a supplement. And then this whole plan of care is driven by the physician and the therapy team versus someone counting the dollars. That's as far as I'm going to go on all the Medicare stuff. All right, so let's jump into long-term care insurance. So long-term care insurance is a very specific type of insurance policy, insurance coverage, that does pay for long-term care. It'll pay for that nursing home level of care, that highest level of care, the medical type of care. It will pay for assisted living. I would say most of them pay for assisted living. If it's an older policy, it may have some limitations. All the newer policies are I think, a lot better. They'll pay for home care. They'll pay for adult daycare. And, again, assisted living as well as long-term care. So you have some elements within the long-term care insurance policy, and all of these things can be adjusted, and it will impact your premium, how much you would pay per month or year. So the elimination period typically will see 90 days. I would recommend less if possible, but an elimination period means that's the number of days that you'll pay full amount out of pocket. So basically it's a deductible, right? So you pay for the first 90 days, and then the policy starts paying on day 91. It'll start paying out that daily benefit. If you can afford 30 or 60 days or 0 days, the premium is higher, but then it kicks in sooner. See how that works? A daily benefit, I would highly recommend a daily benefit of $300 a day. All of this stuff is getting so expensive. $300 a day is really what you're going to need, I think, to give you a chance for this to work out in your favor here. If you can afford $350 or $400 a day, that means the premium is going to be higher, but it's going to pay more, and you'll have more options potentially. I would recommend a 5-year term, because the bottom line is, if you add up the average length of stay for assisted living and long-term care, it's just right at 5 years. So that's just playing the national average or the national statistics here. So you want a 5-year term.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or
years down the road, you're going to have about 50% on the dollar buying power. So you got to have that. And then I'm not going to go into any depth, but make sure your long-term care insurance policy is a state partnership plan. Okay. You will thank me later on that one. Okay. So make sure it's a state partnership plan. And coming up next, I'm going to start to unpack two of the other major ways to pay for the high cost of senior care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio. If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
New York State has a new recruitment process for Democrat voters.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After DOGE's purge of the federal workforce, Governor Kathy Hochul is recruiting federal workers to move to New York. Does she really want employment or just more votes?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're talking about how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We're opening up the fire hose today again. And just one more point on long-term care insurance. And I get this question a lot, Steve. So, I mean, I work with tons and tons of families, and we're finding placement for an aging, you know, parent, sometimes grandparent, could be a mom and dad. We could be helping both of their parents move from home to, you know, maybe assisted living or a CCRC, something like that. And they see the costs, and they're like, they're just in shock. And they're like, oh my gosh, how, we'll never be able to afford that. We don't want to worry our kids about this stuff. What do you think about that long-term care insurance stuff? And I'm like, hey, look, at this point, it's not a, it'd be nice to have, it's a gotta have. You gotta have it. And then the next question I always get is, when's the best time to buy it? Now, our friend Dave Ramsey, I love Dave Ramsey, he says to buy it on your 60th birthday. So happy birthday, you're 60. You popped the black balloons and you drank the drinks and you wore the funny hats and all this stuff. And now you bought a long-term care insurance policy. I have a slightly different take on it. My opinion is the best value can be had at age 55 plus or minus 5 years. And here's why. You have to qualify for long-term care insurance. This is not an automatic guaranteed issue. You have to qualify with having pretty decent health. And as each year goes by, the odds of you having some sort of a health issue that may disqualify you from being able to purchase long-term care insurance, that just starts to increase. And as you get older, it starts to increase exponentially. So you're like, okay, well, I'm going to get it, you know, around 60 or so. You're 59 years old, and all of a sudden you have some sort of a medical issue that would cause the long-term care insurance company to decline you. Now you're out of business. You cannot buy it now. And so I just for that specific reason, I think age 55 years old plus or minus 5 is kind of the sweet spot. You can definitely buy it when you're older than that. It's going to cost more per month, because you're statistically closer to the time that you may need it, but also you have to qualify with your reasonably good health. Okay, let's move on. The next major way to help pay for the high cost of senior care is for our veterans. And I've talked about this numerous times on the program. It's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. And there are so many people, so many veterans, so many surviving spouses of veterans who qualify for this. They just don't know about it. So I talk about this all the time. And by the way, when I work with our clients with senior care consulting, we review all of this stuff. This is just automatic review with every one of our clients, every single time that we work with them in an effort to find the right place and best place available. So the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. It's financial assistance to help veterans or their surviving spouse pay for the cost of senior care.
So there are a few categories of requirements. So it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy for so many people, again, to qualify for this. So you must require help with at least two of those activities of daily living. I'll break all this down shortly. There is a service requirement. There's a financial requirement, criteria requirement. So let's break this down. The service requirement, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, and most folks serve longer than that, at least one of those days during a period of war. I'll review the periods of war here shortly. And then as far as your discharge, not dishonorably discharged. Okay, it can be, most of them are honorable discharge. There could be medical discharge, and there are other types of discharges. So not dishonorably discharged. Your income is less than the cost of care. That's pretty easy to do, to have that situation. And then the 2025 numbers, liquid assets, so checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CDs, those sort of things, of $159,240 or less. And there's also a three-year look back. So on the activities of daily living, you must pay for and receive assistance and require assistance with at least two of the following: bathing, dressing, mobility and transferring, eating, and toileting. So let's say if you moved into assisted living, when you move into assisted living, pretty much slam dunk, you're getting help with at least a couple of those things. So if you're requiring care, you're paying for care, you're receiving care, that's a pretty easy one to check. Help with at least two of those activities of daily living. The official dates for the periods of war. And if you're driving and you want this later, just call me later and I'll, or shoot me an email, I'll send it to you. World War II, I have a lot of clients served in World War II, December 7th, 1941 through December 31st, 1946. The Korean War, Korean conflict, June 27th, 1950 through January 31, 1955. And gosh, I've had a lot of clients. Dad started his active duty and his service in June of 1955. We missed it, right? So, and there are no exceptions to these things. Okay, you either qualify or not. You either serve during this period or not. And that, unfortunately, it's pretty rigid. Vietnam War. For everyone, August the 5th, 1964 through May 7, 1975. There is one exception to the Vietnam War. If you had boots on the ground, your period of war goes back to February 28, 1961. Everyone else serving in the Vietnam War, it could have been a logistics or a support type of a role. You could have been serving in San Diego or somewhere else, not in Vietnam. For everyone else, Vietnam starts, that period of war starts August 5th, 1964. But if you had boots on the ground, you can back that up all the way to February 28th, 1961. Okay, here's the payoff for VA aid and attendance benefits. So for the single veteran, you could receive a maximum of $2,358 per month. Tax-free as a thank you for serving our country. Thank you so much. If you annualize that, it's $28,296. And that helps a ton. Now, I've met so many surviving spouses. So their husband, it could have been a wife, but primarily it's their husband passed. The surviving spouse, this VA aid and attendance does flow to them, $1,515 per month. So that's $18,180 annually. If there's a married veteran, and the first two categories are the main ones that I see, mostly a single veteran or surviving spouse. Married veteran, $2,795 a month. Two married veterans, $3,740 per month. Okay, so anywhere, any way you look at that, I mean, that's a lot of money. Let me give you an example here. So without the benefit, let's say you have a single veteran, has $150,000 of liquid assets, has an income of $3,000 per month. The assisted living community they chose is $7,000 per month. So we're short by $4,000 per month. Okay, so without the VA aid and attendance benefit, that $150,000 that he's dipping into every month, it's going to last just a little over 3 years. And then that person is out of money at that time. And at that point, they'd have to move to long-term care, qualify for Medicaid to get their care covered. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, again, you have assets of $150,000. You have an income of $3,000 a month. Aid and attendance would pay $2,358. So our new income number is $5,358 a month. Okay, assisted living costs $7,000. We're short by $1,642 a month. And now with that, your assets will last over 7.5 years. I mean, there's no contest. If you have questions about this, feel free to give me a call. Reach out, and I'll help out any way I can. And after the break, I'll share a resource with you. Free, it's a free resource that will help you file your application for that VA aid and attendance benefit.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website
at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I can assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Just one more point on that VA aid and attendance benefit. I direct all of my clients to reach out to the national headquarters of the VFW. You can reach out to your local VFW, and they'll help you out as well. The national headquarters, big coincidence, they just happen to be located downtown Kansas City, 34th and Broadway. But their number is 816-968-1153. That'll take you straight into the department where you have veteran service officers that will help you and your family fill out the form, file a clean claim, and then monitor that all the way through payment. Once the payment starts to flow, then you're good to go. And by the way, it could take, you know, 3 or 6 months, or it depends on how they're doing. They may be backed up a little bit more or less than that. But let's say it's 6 months to approve the claim. What they'll do is they'll pay you retroactive to the application date, so you get a big check up front, and then monthly thereafter. If you want to reach out to the VFW headquarters, their main number, 816-756-3390. All right, and then last but definitely not least, another way, a major way to pay for the high cost of senior care is through the Medicaid program. Now, I talk about Medicaid as, I call it that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and you need care, then the Medicaid program can pay for part or almost all of that cost of care. Now, Medicaid is a federal program, but it's administered at the state level. So each state could have and probably does have a little bit of a difference in their interpretation and maybe some of their numbers. Okay, and don't intermingle or confuse Medicaid with Medicare. Remember, Medicare is your health insurance. Okay, so let's talk about Medicaid relative to paying for the high cost of long-term care, that nursing home level of care. We're talking about a shared room is going to be $9,000 to $10,000 a month. A private room is going to be $11,000 to $15,000 a month. Well, you can take that off the table. Medicaid is willing to pay for and does pay for all day, every day for a shared room, $9,000 to $10,000 a month. So what you have to do, first of all, is you have to split up your assets. So you have exempt assets and countable assets. So your exempt assets is the house for now. There's more to that story. One car, a prepaid funeral plan is exempt. A small amount of life insurance, cash value in the life insurance, to be more specific. And then all the stuff in your house. Almost everything else counts. So think of liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, et cetera, et cetera. So let's say we have a single person and they have $50,000 of countable liquid assets. Okay. What they're going to do is they're going to spend that money down to, and I'll give you a couple of numbers here. So in the state of Missouri, you spend it down to $5,909. In the state of Kansas, spend it down to $2,000. So essentially, you're almost out of money. And then the Medicaid program would kick in, you would qualify, and it would start paying for your care. But what happens if you are a married couple? That gets a lot more complicated. Let's say the married couple between them have $200,000 of liquid countable assets. So let's put half on his side, half on her side. Let's say she is the community spouse. She's doing fine. She can live independently in the home. And let's say he is the spouse needing care. So on his side, you'd have the $100,000. You would spend that down again to $5,909 or $2,000 in Kansas. And all of the other states, again, around the United States of America, they're all pretty similar numbers, okay? What can you spend that money on? Well, you can pay for your cost of care. You can pay off debts, like if you have a mortgage left or you have some credit card debt or something like that, you pay that stuff off. You can fix up the house, put on a new roof, put new HVAC in the house, that sort of thing. You can buy a prepaid funeral plan. If you don't hear anything else today about Medicaid, this is really a fantastic opportunity to take a countable asset of cash you have to spend on something that benefits that individual. So you take $8,000 or $10,000 of that and you invest it into a prepaid funeral plan. Well, that prepaid funeral plan is off the table. It's an exempt asset. Now you've taken care of final expenses. If you don't do that, and let's say in the state of Kansas, you know, they have $2,000 left and that person passes away and you want a traditional $10,000 funeral, somebody else is going to have to come up with that other $8,000. So do yourself and your family and everyone a huge favor. Take some of that cash and buy a prepaid funeral plan, and you'll be good to go. Make sure that whatever firm you're dealing with understands that this is part of the spend down that you're buying, and they'll make sure the contract meets all the Medicaid guidelines. Okay, you can also upgrade your car. So if the community spouse is driving a cash for clunkers out there, trade that thing in, take some of the money and upgrade your vehicle so that your spouse has a more dependable means of transportation because they want to come and see you every day. Okay. You can do that. And then whatever is left, again, you spend it down, and then you qualify. Now, let me say this. I also recommend some of the best money you'll ever spend in your entire lifetime is to do not try to do this on your own. Seek out the assistance of a qualified and experienced elder law attorney. What they can do is they can do a division of assets, and then they have some ways and means to protect a huge amount of that spend down amount, maybe almost all of it, and convert that into an income for the at-home spouse. And that's where we're not getting into all that stuff today, but I'm telling you, if you can pay an elder law attorney, you know, X dollars to help you do all of this properly and per the laws of the state you live in and protect $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, why wouldn't you do that? So I always recommend that. To find a qualified local elder law attorney, go to NAELA.org, NAELA.org. That's the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. Now, your income. Your income is also going to go to the nursing home with you. And maybe on an upcoming Senior Care Live, I'll start to break that down. But most of your income is going to go with you to the nursing home essentially as your copay after you pay your Medicare premiums. You keep a couple of bucks for some spending cash. Whatever's left over goes to that senior care community as your contribution. Medicaid pays them the majority or usually the bigger part of the difference of that. So if you have questions, reach out to me at Senior Care Live or Senior Care Consulting. I'll be happy to help. I'll be happy to recommend an elder law attorney. And again, if this is catching your attention, if this is overwhelming, that's because it is. We cover all of this and more for all of our clients at Senior Care Consulting. 913-945-2800 if you need help during that search and selection process. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he wants his administration to be very precise about which federal workers stay or go.
After weeks of criticism about the way tens of thousands of federal workers have been fired, the president has instructed department secretaries to work with Elon Musk's Government Efficiency Office to be strategic about who stays on the job.
I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
The president suggested that cabinet and agency leaders would take the lead in personnel decisions, and he wrote on social media that his administration should use a scalpel rather than a hatchet. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Polls show a majority of Americans support the efforts of DOGE. Amazon is testing artificial intelligence-aided dubbing for select movies and shows offered on its Prime streaming service.
The company said this week that the AI-assisted dubbing will be offered for licensed titles that previously lacked it. Dubbing refers to the practice of replacing an original audio track with a translated language. Amazon says its AI-aided dubbing service will be in English and Latin American Spanish. Initially, it'll be offered for 12 licensed titles. According to Amazon, the program will take a hybrid approach that allows, quote, local professionals to collaborate with AI to ensure quality control. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A small plane with five people on board crashes in southern Pennsylvania, leaving a fiery wreck in an airport parking lot. Authorities say all five on board survived the crash. No one on the ground was hurt. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake hit Los Angeles Sunday afternoon. It was one of four quakes that hit. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake hit around 1 p.m., the epicenter about 7 miles southwest of Westlake Village. The three smaller quakes were detected near Malibu in the minutes afterward. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. Do you contract
and we talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Iran is rejecting a U.S. push for talks between the two countries.
Donald Trump yet again has applied the maximum pressure campaign against Iran, trying to minimize Iranian oil export and even to reduce it to zero. So that's one reason that Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei is angry. The second reason is that Donald Trump yet again has said that you either strike a deal with me or the response is going to be a military response. We know that Donald Trump does not want to get the United States involved into another war, and he has previously said that he will give the green light instead to the Israelis to attack Iran.
25 more Pacific Palisades residents have joined the lawsuit filed against the City of Los Angeles and the Department of Water and Power after the January wildfires. This brings the total number of plaintiffs to 48. News and analysis at townhall.com. A war monitoring group says the death toll has risen to more than 1,000 after 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilizing force capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
Head of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power asking for $700,000 for security detail. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Guidance where CT or x-rays or fluoroscopy are used to visualize parts of the body, they're not indiscriminately just sticking needles into the spine or into the brain. They have to do it under imaging. And the imaging is associated with high energy waves delivering ionizing radiation, which can cause DNA damage and produce free radicals. And what he noticed is that a lot of his colleagues were developing weird health problems. They were developing brain cancers, but predominantly on the side where the radiation exposure was coming from. Now, these health professionals are shielded. They wear lead vests during their procedures, which makes it even harder to do the procedures. It requires a lot of stamina to stand for hours on end while shielded with a heavy lead vest on. But the shielding doesn't protect the eye. And Dr. Murphy noted that on the side where the radiation was coming from, he developed a premature cataract. Cataracts are associated with exposure to sunlight, which is a source of ionizing radiation, but also x-rays. And so this was kind of an occupational hazard of his profession. They are exposed to radiation hundreds and hundreds of times, and the cumulative effects of that are a problem. Now, we frequently get questions here on intelligent medicine. People say, well, I'm about to get a CT scan or an MRI or a PET CT, and they wonder, you know, what should I take before the procedure to shield me from the potential hazards? And so this is a thing. This may not be so much of a thing for a person getting one CT scan, but if you have a chronic condition, such as cancer, you may have after scan, to assess the progress of the therapy, whether the tumor is coming back. And so you might get a lot of cumulative radiation. It's not about a single exposure. It's also about your cumulative exposure. And so people who are doing imaging studies, they get a lot of cumulative exposure. So Dr. Murphy was describing the process of innovation. This happened quite by chance. He was talking to a relative of his who was being treated with radiation for cancer, and the relative said, well, my radiation oncologist said I shouldn't take any antioxidants before the procedure. And that dropped a penny for Dr. Kieran Murphy. By the way, he's Irish, so that's an expression that's frequently used in the UK. And he thought, well, if antioxidants protect against radiation and shouldn't be used if we want the radiation to be effective, well, maybe, just maybe, we could create an antioxidant that can shield people from the effects of cumulative radiation. And this has implications not just for patients or medical radiology technicians, but also people who work in the nuclear industry, air crews, because above a certain level of the atmosphere, gamma rays are not shielded by the layers of atmosphere that protect us at sea level. And so certain people, perhaps sailors who work in nuclear submarines, people of that ilk, might benefit from some kind of shielding. So he experimented with various ingredients, and he wrote a paper. And the paper says, exogenous dietary antioxidants have the potential to combat ionizing radiation. We evaluated a cocktail of ingredients purported to have antioxidant and mitochondrial protective properties on the acute effects of ionizing radiation. And they demonstrated that, yes, indeed, ionized radiation stimulates DNA damage. And what they found is that their multi-ingredient antioxidant supplement could attenuate the radiation-induced cellular damage response, and I'm quoting, represents a feasible and cost-effective preventive supplement for at-risk populations of radiation exposure. So I looked this thing up. I actually asked him to send me the paper. And then I looked this thing up, and it's actually a product. The product is called Halo. It's available from Cora Therapeutics, coratherapeutics.com. And they list the scientific papers. So what's interesting here is they say, you know, look, and I've been saying this for a long time, if you're going to be exposed to radiation, maybe take an acetylcysteine or a cocktail of antioxidants, various things to protect you. And that was my hypothesis for many years. But until now, this hypothesis has not been put to the test. At the website for Cora Therapeutics, they say, unlike many other nutraceutical products, our formulation has clinical data proving it does what we say it does. And they refer you to their clinical research page. What's in it in this cocktail? Quercetin, vitamin E, coenzyme Q10, alpha-lipoic acid, vitamin C, astaxanthin, which is the stuff that makes salmon red and is a potent carotenoid. Another carotenoid, zeaxanthin, which is the thing that helps to protect the retina and is used in ocular formulas. Some folic acid and vitamin B12. Why? Because repair depends on methylation to some extent. And folic acid and vitamin B12 support methylation, as well as some selenium, another antioxidant. And I might add that if I were to make a formula, I would include some melatonin, but maybe they're concerned about potential sleep-enhancing effects of melatonin. Maybe they wanted to avoid the controversy of including melatonin in their formula. But melatonin is a potent antioxidant, and I would recommend it prior to exposure to radiation. And so this product is a thing. It's available. And so kudos to Dr. Kieran Murphy. You can find out about his work and about the process of innovation in medicine. Check out his book. Check out my podcast. The book is entitled The Essence of Invention. The podcast drops this week. And very innovative stuff from our good colleague, the interventional radiologist, answering many of your questions about what to do when you might have radiation exposure. Our next topic, MRIs. No radiation, just a magnetic field. But could there be a downside to MRI exposure? The experts say no, but some research raises questions. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, in a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DeerHopInStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom-targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DeerHopInStore.com, DeerHopInStore.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
As we age, things change. Our blood pressure goes up, our sex drive goes down. It's due to a molecule found in the human body that diminishes as we get older. But health is on the way, according to Dr. Nathan Bryan, author of the new book, The Secret of Nitric Oxide, Bringing the Science to Life. He found that the loss of nitric oxide production is recognized as one of the earliest events in the onset of many chronic diseases, including the number one killer of men and women, cardiovascular disease.
Nitric oxide helps keep the blood vessels open, and maintaining healthy levels can maintain a healthy body, everything from a sharp mind to a healthy heart to overall sexual health.
Dr. Bryan says you can improve nitric oxide levels in the body through diet, exercise, and eliminating things like mouthwash, fluoride toothpaste, and antacids.
Eating a balanced diet, eliminating sugar and simple carbohydrates is a good start, but there are also supplements you can take.
For more information, visit nathansbook.com.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio. If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, number 877-726-8255. And that's the way you get through to us if you want to come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. So let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a 78-year-old male in pretty good health. I have a DEXA score of minus 2.9, which is down from minus 2.3 3 years ago. I want to take strontium, but it says not to take it with calcium, but with a meal. Calcium is also taken with meals. One would have to eat 5 meals a day to accomplish this. I usually eat 2.5 meals a day. Should I stop taking calcium and just get it from food, or should I forget the guidelines and take them together? Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so that's an interesting question. So here's, you know, we pay a lot of attention to women who have osteoporosis, but men, too, have fractures. It's just that they generally get them later because testosterone is somewhat protective against fractures. Men have stronger bones, but past a certain age, men start to catch up in terms of their risk of especially hip fractures, but to some extent vertebral fractures of the spine. And so a DEXA score of minus 2.3, which is his previous score, no big whoop, because it just suggests osteopenia, which is natural age-related decline in bone density. But the subsequent test suggests that he's crossed the threshold into osteoporosis. Now, I recently wrote an article about how DEXA scoring with bone mineral density machines doesn't necessarily make that much of a big difference in terms of fracture outcomes. So it kind of puts the whole question of, you know, how aggressive should we be in screening men and women for osteoporosis risk? Is there a big payoff? Especially when it comes to deploying some of the medications, which have benefits, but their benefits may be exaggerated and their potential downsides may be minimized. So you may want to look at that article in a recent newsletter that I wrote. So he wants to take strontium, and strontium is a plausible way of enhancing bone density. I've used it in clinical practice for nearly 20 years, I think, with good outcomes. People have increased bone density. Some of that is just a feature of the way that strontium tends to look brighter on DEXA scans, but there is actually data that shows that strontium reduces the risk of both hip and vertebral fractures. So it's not just making the DEXA look better, it's actually reducing the risk of fracture. When you take strontium, you shouldn't take it simultaneously with calcium, but I wouldn't get too OCD about it, because it's not so much that you can't take calcium any time during the day. You can take your calcium earlier in the day. I just wouldn't take a calcium pill simultaneously with strontium. I think some of the companies are making a mistake when they make formulas that include all these bone-healthy nutrients, calcium, magnesium, throw in some strontium. The strontium taken at precisely the same time that supplemental calcium is given, they may interfere with one another. I wouldn't worry too much about the calcium content of meals, because there's maybe a little bit of calcium in the food that you eat. I generally suggest that people take strontium at bedtime away from food, and that way it can work at nighttime when we know that a lot of bone remodeling occurs. So that's my take. I wouldn't worry too much about, you know, if you're concerned you have to take a lot of different meals. The strontium can be taken on an empty stomach. Calcium can be taken with food. Okay, probably a good idea. That may help its absorption. But I wouldn't, you know, get obsessive about eating multiple meals to avoid that conflict. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts, and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Chaska College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
It makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
New York State has a new recruitment process for Democrat voters.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After DOGE's purge of the federal workforce, Governor Kathy Hochul is recruiting federal workers to move to New York. Does she really want employment or just more votes?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Challenge Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. We know that, as I was talking about earlier, that x-rays and CT scans and CT PET scans deliver a lot of radiation, and that radiation can be harmful. And there's actually data that suggests that not just one-off, not just one procedure, but cumulative procedures over a lifetime may somewhat increase your risk for developing cancer. That is actually been shown in studies. And so the concern is, you know, how do you protect yourself? I shared with you some studies on the use of antioxidants to prevent cellular damage when people get radiation. But what about MRIs? MRIs are different. And so a lot of people say, well, MRIs, there's no radiation with MRIs, so they're totally safe, right? It's a completely different principle. But it's worthy of consideration. Maybe we should look at MRIs in terms of the potential for MRIs to cause some harm. And the physics behind MRIs is really remarkable. It's just an incredible stride in our understanding of how atoms work. It literally is atomic physics on a high level. MRIs only were introduced experimentally in the 1960s and 70s, and then they took off in the 1980s. And now they're just a feature of life. You know, my knee hurts, my shoulder hurts, let me get an MRI. I've got back pain, let me get an MRI. And so you go into this big, it's a donut-like machine, like a tunnel, and I've had an MRI on my knee, and it takes a long time, and they give you ear protectors and sometimes just headphones. And so to relax me, I watched a bunch of episodes of Friends, you know, something calming while I had my MRI. I mean, I wasn't suffering from claustrophobia, but it took a long time. And there are these clanging sounds that happen. So it's a little claustrophobic, a little disconcerting. There's a very interesting scientific principle behind this, which is weird science. It's almost hard to imagine how this works. There's huge magnets, and these magnets are so powerful that if you have a metal object on you, and they make sure you don't, it could literally rip that metal object off your body, or it could send like a cylinder of oxygen flying across the room right through the wall. This very, very high magnetic currents. Fields. And so they make sure that you don't have anything metal on you. And by the way, titanium, it's not applicable to titanium. So a lot of the implants that people have are titanium. They have to be careful about pacemakers. They now make pacemakers that are compliant with MRIs so that you're not going to rip something out of your chest. And these magnets are so powerful that generally MRIs are in the basement of buildings, because they're so heavy. And they're super cooled with liquid helium, because the temperatures reached would be very high. And also, the liquid helium, that environment allows the magnetism to be amped up. I don't quite understand it. I mean, I passed rudimentary physics on my way to medical school, but this is like, wow, atomic physics. Electromagnetic fields par excellence. So what MRIs do is they realign the water molecules in your body in the direction of the magnetic field. So they're all kind of pointing in different directions. Under the magnetism, they all point in one direction for a brief instant, and then the field is switched, and they go back to their resting state. These hydrogen molecules, or hydrogen atoms, their protons give off a signal. Don't ask me how this works. It's hard to imagine that somebody actually figured this out. And that signal can be read as different densities of tissue, that this is a tumor, this is fibrosis or inflammation. This is a, you know, this is hard tissue. This is soft tissue. It's amazing how they can discern the different types of tissue. But in so doing, they put a lot of spin on your atoms. They really alter in some ways the fundamental structures that underlie your chromosomes and your organs in your body. It is said that that is harmless, but they actually have looked at this, and there's a remarkable study, because it's clear that just one MRI isn't going to mess you up. But they performed a study, it's hard to believe, on 13 healthy volunteers, average age 33, exposed to up to 26 MRI sessions intentionally. No, they didn't have like a back problem or a knee problem that required 26 MRIs. They did it as an experiment. And what they found is there was no detectable effect after a single MRI. Whew, that's a relief. However, after repeated MRI sessions from 10 to 20 scans, there were some changes in their chromosomes, damage to the genetic material in their lymphocytes, which is their immune system. However, the changes were qualitatively not as bad as the changes observed following exposure to ionizing radiation. But the conclusion is that, yes, there is something about MRIs that may affect our tissues. And I'm reading here from a summary. Perhaps we need to reflect on our tolerance of high field magnets and gradient electromagnetic fields. There's no free lunch in medicine, and often it takes years for issues to emerge that in retrospect should have been obvious. We have made errors before in our assumptions. Could we be doing that now? So now, again, no question, MRI is safer than CT scans, but should we be oblivious to the potential hazards, the potential for MRIs to cause after many, many repeated MRIs, particularly on delicate structures like the brain, the heart? Should we be cognizant of the potential for chromosomal damage and maybe adjust the settings or the parameters on these powerful magnets to minimize potential exposure to patients? That's an open issue. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I take various supplements for the brain, and then I heard that they don't pass the blood-brain barrier. Is this true? Thank you.
Okay, so when it comes to, there is this thing called the blood-brain barrier, and it protects the brain from toxins. And this is actually one of nature's miracles because while we evolved, humans experimented with, you know, they're hungry, so they would say, let me try this herb, or let me try, I see there's this animal that's been dead for a while, but, it looks pretty tempting. Let me eat some of this rotten meat and see how I do. And so while the body may be racked with convulsions and vomiting and, you know, all kinds of adverse reactions, the brain is relatively protected from these toxins. That's what's called the blood-brain barrier. But at the same time, it makes it challenging to administer medications to people that are designed to work on the central nervous system, on the brain. And therefore, there are a lot of studies on how to potentially enhance the penetration of medications past the blood-brain barrier, and medications are designed to make sure that happens. And basically the way you do that is, well, water-soluble things are less able to pass. Fat-soluble things, because the blood-brain barrier consists of lipids or fat-soluble molecules, the passage of fat-soluble things is a little bit more facilitated. And that's one of the reasons why if you want to work on the brain, you may want to work with what are called liposomal supplements. And there's a little bit of hype associated with this because they're more expensive, but Studies show that they may actually be more effective for reaching the brain. So if you're thinking curcumin, curcumin is great for inflammation in your joints, and it is good for the brain, but will cross the blood-brain barrier. I think that's one of the major use cases for liposomal formulations, is especially when you're gearing curcumin to the brain for its benefits in reducing inflammation and slowing the progression of cognitive decline in Alzheimer's. There you might want a liposomal supplement that actually is in a form that's more likely to cross the blood-brain barrier. So there you have it. But, you know, don't worry about these natural compounds like EPA, DHA. They're already in fat-soluble form, and they'll pass very easily across the blood-brain barrier. Shouldn't be a problem. So here's a little factoid. Is when it comes to the blood-brain barrier, cholesterol, you know, we think of, well, these cholesterol drugs, the brain is made of cholesterol. And what about the fact that when we lower cholesterol in the body, aimed at protecting the heart and the coronary vessels, aren't we depleting the brain of cholesterol? And the answer is, to some extent, yes. But there is actually no penetration of cholesterol across the blood-brain barrier. It's the brain synthesizes its own cholesterol. The problem is that statin drugs actually inhibit the synthesis of cholesterol within the brain, with potentially deleterious effects on the brain, although studies are equivocal about that, because by protecting the brain from atherosclerosis, there may be some reduction in the risk of dementia. At the same time, that may be offset by the slight increase in likelihood of dementia because of depleting the brain of cholesterol. So the studies are kind of a push in terms of what these statin drugs are doing to the brain. Other drugs that dramatically reduce cholesterol outside the brain, like PCSK9 inhibitors, these injectable drugs that just obliterate your cholesterol, they don't have that effect within the brain. So the brain keeps churning out cholesterol, and that may protect the brain from the cholesterol-lowering effects of these other types of cholesterol-lowering drugs. Interesting distinction. All right, this item, this is a press release from actually one of our good colleagues, one of our partners here on Intelligent Medicine, Nutritional Therapeutics. New research shows restoring cell membranes boosts energy, reduces fatigue, and slows aging. And it's based on a study that recently appeared. A groundbreaking Nature Cell Science article highlights how membrane lipid replacement repairs mitochondrial damage, restores energy, and combats aging-related symptoms. And in particular, they're talking about NT-factor lipids, that have been shown in clinical studies to reduce fatigue by 35% to 43%, restore mitochondrial function, and alleviate symptoms in conditions like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, chemical exposure, post-Lyme, oxidative stress-related illnesses, a great rescue from chemotherapy if you've had the destructive effects of chemotherapy, and strengthening the body's defenses against oxidative stress, perhaps also, you know, with implications for radiation exposure. According to an expert who's quoted here, this is more than a supplement. It's a scientific breakthrough in mitochondrial health and aging. This, according to Dr. Gonzalo Ferreira, who's co-author of the review, by restoring mitochondrial membranes, NT factor helps people feel better, live more actively, and slow cellular aging. So hats off to the folks at NT factor for completing or supporting that study. And I'll share with you that I've been using NT factor personally for years, and now for a limited time, you can take advantage of the NT factor essentials bundle. You can get 20% off either size of NT factor lipids powder and get a 30 count bottle of patented energy with NT factor free. It's a great offer because you get both the powder that you can put into a shake and the portable form of NT factor patented energy that I take along with me on vacation. Convenient chewable berry wafers. So just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT factor essentials bundle. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Empty Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Empty Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. Empty Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor Free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time, a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
As we age, things change. Our blood pressure goes up, our sex drive goes down. It's due to a molecule found in the human body that diminishes as we get older. But help is on the way, according to Dr. Nathan Bryan, author of the new book, The Secret of Nitric Oxide, Bringing the Science to Life. He found that the loss of nitric oxide production is recognized as one of the earliest events in the onset of many chronic diseases, including the number one killer of men and women, cardiovascular disease.
Nitric oxide helps keep the blood vessels open, and maintaining healthy levels can maintain a healthy body, everything from a sharp mind to a healthy heart to overall sexual health.
Dr. Bryan says you can improve nitric oxide levels in the body through diet, exercise, and eliminating things like mouthwash, fluoride toothpaste, and antacids.
Eating a balanced diet, eliminating sugar and simple carbohydrates is a good start, but there are also supplements you can take.
For more information, visit nathansbook.com.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm in my upper 70s, and I've recently learned that the thymus is almost non-existent at my age. That concerns me because it's the center of my immune system. Can you suggest ways to regenerate my thymus and improve my immune system in general as I age? Thanks.
Yeah, so this is very true. And, you know, this is dramatically illustrated for me, you know, when I was in medical school, because we did dissections, and each group of students got a body to dissect. Yeah, it sounds kind of weird, but that was kind of part of our initiation into medicine. And I got the body of a very elderly female, very frail elderly female. And, you know, as we dissected her, we said, where's the thymus? Where is this? And finally, our lab instructor pointed out to us that there's this very tiny little flap of tissue that was the thymus, but it was very involuted or shrunken. And in a child, a thymus actually occupies a considerable portion of the chest, and it tends to decline in size and function and efficacy as you age. This is called immunosenescence. The thymus makes T cells, which are lymphocytes that actively fight cancer and disease. So, yeah, you want to support your thymic function. In terms of natural supplements, I would say one of the supplements I like is AHCC, Empower, it's sometimes called. And that is something that can help to support both your thymus-related immunity as well as your other arms of your immune system. But there's something specific. There's this new trend in medicine. Actually, RFK Jr. mentioned it as a promising area that he wants to expand access to is peptides. And peptides have been around for a while. There's some controversy over peptides. The FDA has cracked down on peptides because a lot of the drug companies have patents on them and they don't want them to be used indiscriminately by people over the counter. But there is one called thymic peptide or thymosin that has been used a lot, particularly in Europe. Some innovative physicians like yours truly have used it, and that's something that tends to boost the immune system, so it can be helpful. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm proud to share with you this article from the New York Times. It's like virtual realities for your mouth. It's a device that helps volunteers taste flavors remotely. It's kind of, you know, kind of like smell-o-vision. You know, this idea, they pioneered this idea that release odors in theaters. But this actually is a way of, like, using a virtual reality goggle to impart a taste remotely. It's the brainchild of a young graduate student in materials engineering at Ohio State University. And it sounds kind of whimsical, but in future, commercials may feature ways that we can actually taste the food. Imagine how those pizza commercials we've seen at 11 o'clock at night. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification, glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that
are used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and glucuronidation, a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio. If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Serious steps being taken for some government employees.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announcing new immigration enforcement leadership and pledging to step up lie detector tests on employees to identify those who may be leaking information about immigration operations to the media. She says they've ID'd two leakers and plan to prosecute. Meanwhile, Todd Lyons is the new acting ICE director. He was the former assistant director of field operations. Madison Sheehan, who was Noem's aide when she was governor, will be acting deputy director. The previous acting director was reassigned in February, with White House officials expressing frustration with the pace of deportations. I'm Julie Walker.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says Republicans are ready to push forward the president's budget blueprint.
We're working closely with Speaker Johnson and his team over in the House. We will, I expect, at some point soon, take up their budget. Happy to consider that. Happy to include tax provisions along with our what we pass in our budget, which is rebuilding our military, securing our border, unleashing American energy production.
Senator Cotton tells Salem Radio Network he expects the Senate to take up the House-passed measure in the near future. 25 more Pacific Palisades residents have joined the lawsuit filed against the City of Los Angeles and the Department of Water and Power following the January wildfires. This brings the total number of plaintiffs to 48. The lawsuit alleges the city designed a water supply system that would not have enough water pressure to fight the fires. It also says the reservoir located near the Pacific Palisades area had been empty since February of last year, which made it more difficult for fire crews to get water. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Key changes could be coming as the nation builds more power plants.
After 4 years of dismal action by the Biden administration and with spiking energy demand, a number of states are pressing for ways to build new power plants faster. Policymakers trying to protect residents from higher electric bills and keep their economies on track. Some states are dangling financial incentives or overhauling regulatory structures. Lawmakers in several states now debating regulatory overhauls to spur power plant construction. Jason Walker reporting.
Cancer-causing ingredients have been found in popular synthetic hair products, also known as hair weaves. A new Consumer Reports study found artificial hair brands like Magic Fingers, Shake and Go, all had carcinogens. 90% of the hairs tested also had high levels of lead. Exposure to even low levels can cause damage over time. News and analysis at townhall.com. In London, a man climbs Big Ben in support of terror group Hamas.
A crowd gathering around the Palace of Westminster in London, where a barefoot man holding a Palestinian flag climbed up Big Ben, the famous clock tower, on Saturday. Some on the street heard yelling words of support. Police blocking off the area. They had to close Westminster Bridge and cancel parliamentary tours. Emergency workers were raised up on a fire truck ladder and were using a megaphone to negotiate with the protester who was on the ledge of Big Ben. I'm Julie Walker.
Head of Los Angeles Department of Water and Power asking for $700,000 for security detail. Tuesday, the utility board will vote on whether to secure a one-year private security contract. More on these stories at townhall.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a tremendous offering of the Whistler. And then later we continue the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Callicles Matter. The lead actress in this opening episode is Betty Lou Gerson, and she'll be joined by John McIntyre, announcer Marvin Miller, and the voice of the Whistler, Bill Foreman. It's from February 17th, 1947.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story. A woman's privilege.
In the drawing room of a palatial home in Newport hang a pair of priceless oil paintings, one of an Italian nobleman, the other his wife. The surfaces are cracked, the frames old and worm-eaten, but the colors are as fresh and brilliant as if they were painted yesterday. There's a strange connection between the paintings and a sordid, ugly scene in a New York police station not far from the East River. It was very late. And in the next room, a homicide lieutenant was grilling a suspect. The charge was murder.
Any luck?
Yeah, he's coming along.
Ready to get to him?
Give him five more minutes. The guy's ready to break now.
Huh. You know, I can't help feeling there's more to this than the guy's telling. Something that maybe even he doesn't know.
He Yes, it was more than a simple murder, more than the homicide detail or anyone else would ever uncover. It was the story of a traveling art broker named John Winters, of a casual trip to the picturesque Italian seaport of Venice, of the unbelievable, stunning moment in his hotel room when a quiet little artist named Giulio Donati put $250,000 in the palm of his hand.
Well, Signor Winters, what do you think?
Well, that's pretty hard to believe, Donati.
But seeing is believing, eh? Tell me, what do you think it would bring on the American market?
I don't know. It's been so long since anything like this.
Ah, but you do know, Signor Winters. At this moment, your head is spinning with figures.
Well, after all...
Of course. So you will agree I'm giving it to you for almost nothing when I ask only $75,000.
$75,000 for an original Montaigne. I think you're being very reasonable.
Thank you, Signor.
Too reasonable.
Eh?
What's wrong with it?
Still skeptical, eh? You're very hard to convince, Signor Winters. Suppose I leave it with you for, say, 24 hours, so you can examine it closely.
You're pretty sure of yourself, Donati.
I would not have come to you if I weren't sure the painting would pass the inspection of an expert. Your reputation as a specialist on Montaigne is known all over the continent.
Yes, well, this is a Montaigne if I ever saw one, but... $75,000, it's...
There will be many, Senor, who will say it's Mantegna's best work.
I'd agree with him. It is. What's funny about that?
You flatter me.
What?
You see, I painted it myself.
You what?
I wanted you to know that. It took me many months.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you...
I painted it myself, Senor.
But the technique, the style...
They were difficult to master. The oil's hard to find. The aging process... Senor, it was hard work. But you see, it had its reward.
Is this the only one?
Oh, no, I completed a pair. The other was sent a week ago to a New York broker, a C.L. Brickley. I expect to hear from him tomorrow.
Does he know about this one?
Of course. I informed him in a confidential letter.
Well, I should think you'd keep it under your hat. Forgery is a serious business.
Oh, please. They are not forgeries. I claim only to paint in the manner of Mantegna. I intended to pawn off a forgery. I wouldn't have been so frank.
But you know what's going to happen. This Brickley will peddle that picture as an original.
Senor, what you people do with my paintings is your own business. I am an artist, not a forger. However, I think you will find me discreet enough. And now I must go. You may examine the picture as closely as you want, Signor.
Where can I reach you?
My studio, 11 Plaza Franchetti.
Good.
Before noon, eh?
Right. Good day, Donati.
Good day.
Si, Signor?
A long-distance operator. I want Mr. Wilkin Potter, person to person... Chatelaine Hotel, Interlaken, Switzerland. Wait a minute, Potter. I'll tell you again. It's the McCoy, an original Montaigne.
He's pulling your leg. No one in his right mind would let a Montaigne go for $75,000.
I told you, he doesn't know what he's got.
The artist only produced 35 paintings in his life. They're all catalog winters. There's no such thing.
I saw it with my own eyes. Are you telling me I don't know a Montaigne when I see one? What about this Brickley? He bought the mate to it.
But John, I just can't believe it.
All right, Potter. If you don't want to advance me the money, there's plenty of others.
Don't do that. All right, John, it's a deal. Call me when you've closed and I'll wire the money.
Well, that's better. You'll hear from me in a couple of hours.
Well, John, Donati was right, wasn't he? Your mind is whirling with figures as you hang up the phone. Hurry across town toward the little shop in the Plaza Franchetti. Yes, there's over $250,000 in that specially built briefcase under your arm, provided that the three people in the world who know the truth are discreet. That's the only gamble, isn't it, John? You and Donati and Brickley, the New York broker. With three who know, there's always a chance one might talk. You turn a corner into the plaza, wondering if Brickley had thought of that one. The answer comes suddenly. A crowd is gathered at the front of Donati's shop.
Well, what's the matter? What happened here?
Keep that, please.
What is it, officer? What happened?
The proprietor of this shop, a Signor Donati, was shot.
This you, Potter?
Yes, John, go ahead.
Looks like the deal's off.
What happened?
We were a little late.
Brickley got there first, huh?
Yeah, Brickley got there first. Well, thanks for the offer, Potter, but I won't need the money now. I'm on my way to New York.
You're listening to The Whistler on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And now, let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
It's only 3 days from Venice to New York by plane. But it seems a great deal longer, doesn't it, John? You try to concentrate on other things, but your mind keeps going back to your suitcase in the luggage compartment. To the masterful piece of forgery sewed in its lining that will bring at least $250,000 on the American market. Yes, Donati was clever, wasn't he, John? Too clever. And to you, at least, it's clear that this Brickley, whoever he is, knew that a clean deal could never be made if the secret of the forgery were shared. And that, of course, added up to Donati's murder. You have a surprise for Brickley, haven't you, John? But you know you have to be careful. On the afternoon of your arrival in New York, you walk down the corridor of an apartment building in the East 70s. Pause. Press a buzzer.
Yes?
I'm looking for Mr. C.L. Brickley.
Oh, what did you wish to see Mr. Brickley about?
A personal matter. Is he in?
Just what is it you're selling, Mr.?
Winters, John Winters. Well, I'm really not selling anything. I guess this suit does need pressing, but it's really not that bad, Miss...
Brickley.
Oh? His daughter?
I'm C.L. Brickley.
What?
Himself.
Well, a woman.
But a woman who isn't interested in a vacuum cleaner at the moment. Perhaps some other time, Mr. Winters.
All right, Miss Brickley. Have it your way. A friend of mine told me you had a picture or two that might interest me, and
Wait a minute. What kind of a picture?
I'm collecting Italian Renaissance.
You?
Honest, C.L., I've got 11 other suits. If I'd known I was calling on such a beautiful businessman...
I'm sorry, Mr. Winters. Please come in.
Shall I bring my vacuum cleaner? No charge for the demonstration.
I said I'm sorry. Come in. Please, sit down.
Thank you. Is this your place of business?
Yes. I'm a broker, Mr. Winters.
I see.
You mentioned Italian Renaissance. Just what did you have in mind?
Venetian school, in particular.
Oh. You know, of course, authentic Venetian things run a little high.
How high?
$300,000.
That's high enough. What is it?
A Montaigne.
Now, wait a minute.
Yes, I know it's hard to believe. It came to light during the war. I was very lucky.
You're positive it's authentic?
Do you want to see it?
No, that won't be necessary. Let me check my briefcase here.
I have the picture in my safe. I can get it out.
Just a minute. Yeah, here we are. How do you like this one?
Where did you get that?
Same place you got yours, Miss Brickley. Same artist, same convincing technique.
Who are you?
Winters. The name's Winters.
That's not what I mean. Where did you come from?
Don't worry about me, lady. I'm authentic. Let's stick to the Montaigne's, hmm?
All right, Mr. Winters. Just how many of these are floating around?
Two.
And how many know about the...
Forgery? Two. You and me. That is, since you took care of Donati.
That's a little crude.
All right, so you had it done. What's the difference? That still leaves two. You'd be smart enough not to give the hired help your reasons.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
That's water over the dam. Let's talk about the pictures. We're hooked with each other, you know that.
That might not be so bad, Mr. Winters.
But better make it John.
All right, John.
You know, we've got a lot to talk over, C.L.
Yes, I know.
But since you're not quite the kind of a guy I expected to meet, why don't we switch the conference to a nightclub?
I'd like that.
Okay, pick you up around 8?
Fine.
Oh, and don't worry.
About what?
I'll wear another suit. One that's pressed. You know, C.L., you don't dance at all like a stuffed shirt.
You like?
I like.
Tell me more.
Not at a business conference.
Oh, that again.
Ray Brickley. Why, darling, where have you been?
Hello, Mrs. Carlton. It's one of my clients.
Mm-hmm. When am I going to see you, dear? It's been an age.
Well, I may have something to show you in a few days.
Good. Don't forget me, will you?
Don't worry.
Mrs. Carlton, you didn't tell me about her.
She has money, darling, but not the kind we're after.
Who does it boil down to?
They're pretty hard to find, you know. People who put out 500,000 for a pair of paintings. I put out a couple of feelers this evening before you arrived.
I beg your pardon, Miss Brickley.
Yes?
There's a call for you, a Mr. Gross.
Mr. Gross, what is...
Who's Mr. Gross?
He's one of the clients I told you about.
He said it was quite important, miss.
Yes, of course. Excuse me, John, I'll be right back.
She gives your hand a little squeeze as she turns to leave the floor. Floats past the row of ringside tables and out of the room. She is beautiful, isn't she, John? Slim, graceful. The satin of her evening gown clinging to her like a glistening white sheet. And for the moment, you forget everything else. The Montagnes, the half million, the wealthy client, everything. Everything, that is, except that you're dealing with a killer who's as sure as you are that those paintings can never be sold as long as there are two minds in the world who know they're forgeries. If only she weren't so breathtaking, so beautiful.
What's on your mind, John? Don't get out.
I didn't see you.
Miss me?
Naturally. What about Mr. Gross?
Oh, that was nothing.
He said he was a client. What's on his mind?
Oh, he's interested in Renaissance art, you know.
Good. He knows about the Montagnes?
More or less.
What do you mean, more or less?
I told him I had something that would interest him.
Make an appointment?
Yes. As I told him, I'd get in touch with him in a day or two. Oh, let's forget about business for now, shall we? The music's so wonderful. And I do love to dance with you, John.
You wish the rain didn't affect you this way, that you could approach the whole thing with a clear head. But it's something you've never known before, really. The music, the vibrant, thrilling feeling that sweeps over you as you dance with her. Her warm, low voice in your ear. But no matter how much you tell yourself that business is business, the feeling's still there the next morning when you arrive at her apartment. You pause for a moment before you ring. Decide once again that nothing must stand in the way of the picture deal and the $500,000.
Well, hello, partner.
Partner?
Any objections?
Didn't know I made the grade.
Oh, you have, definitely.
Oh?
Come in. Got something to show you.
Thanks. I didn't expect to find you in a laboratory, apron. What's going on? What's this?
My laboratory. I've been putting your Montaigne over the jumps.
Jumps?
I photographed it. Three ways. X-ray, ultraviolet, and infrared. The negative's over on the rack, drying.
Well.
Then I checked the colors with alcohol. Donati's a clever man.
Was.
If you insist.
Yes, Donati was a clever man. Don't you think you might have been a little hasty in letting him go?
Still accusing me, hmm?
I can add up a column of figures as well as the other guy.
All right, John, have it your way.
I guess you were smart, though. It was a sure bet with one picture. With two, it's a gamble, isn't it? More than that...
Let's not talk about that anymore.
I don't want to be cruel. Just practical. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Well, what's next on the program, beautiful? Mr. Gross?
I don't know, John.
What do you mean, you don't know? You're not getting cold feet, are you? You said he was interested.
Yes, I know, but
well,
I...
Well, that's good enough for me. If you don't want to see him, I will.
John, we've got to trust each other now. You know that.
Just make an appointment with that guy for me. I want to see him.
John, I don't know why I'm saying this. I've never said it before, but I...
What is it?
We could be awfully good friends.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm very flattered. I gotta be careful, though, you know, playing with dynamite.
John,
I'm talking about Donati. You did it once. You could do it again.
I'm talking about us and what good friends we could be.
We'll discuss that at length after you get the pictures.
The pictures? What for?
Wrap them up, darling. We're going down to the Pennsylvania station. Yes, sir. I want to check this package.
John, what are you doing?
Just a minute, Doran. Here you are, clerk. $10.
Ken, but what do I do?
Just give me the claim check.
Okay. There you are.
Now watch. I tear it in half, see? Here, Lorraine, that's yours.
What are you doing?
Wait a minute, mister.
Put a note on the package, will you? You deliver it only when both halves of the claim check are presented. You get it?
But that's screwy. We don't
do that. You want that $10?
Okay, mister, you're the boss.
Thanks. Come on, Lorraine.
You know, I think this is all pretty silly.
Maybe it is. I do a lot of silly things for $250,000. But don't get me wrong, Angel. I trust you like my own mother. I'll just trust you a lot more after you fix up that appointment for me with your friend, Mr. Gross. How soon can you make it?
Why, I don't know, John. I'm not sure.
Let me handle it, then. When can you get hold of him?
I'll call him tomorrow.
It isn't easy, is it, John? You leave her standing there in the station, fighting to get her out of your mind, your heart, knowing that you must never let her come between you and the business at hand, the appointment with Mr. Gross. The next evening, you go to her apartment, determined to see it through. As you walk down the hall, the door is open slightly. You hear her talking on the telephone. You stop still and listen.
No, there isn't going to be any deal, Mr. Gross. Forget I ever told you to come here at 11. It's off. Yes, I know what I told you, but that was before, and I... Well, it's different now. I'm changing my plans. Yes, that's right. It's got to be this way for the present. Right. Goodbye.
You stand there for a full minute thinking, then make up your mind. Two can play that kind of a game, can't they, John? And you know the one who wins is the one who gets there first.
Yes?
It's me, C.L., your partner.
Oh, God, come in. Where have you been all day? Why don't you call a guy?
Been waiting to hear from you. Did you get hold of Gross?
Yes. He's not interested, John.
Funny. That looked like a sure thing, didn't it? Guy has money, crazy about Italian pictures.
Well, there'll be others.
Sure. Just take a little time, huh?
It'll be worth it.
I suppose it will.
How about a drink?
I've got the car outside. Nice night. I thought you might like to go for a drive.
Sounds wonderful.
Maybe over to Jersey, huh? Across the George Washington Bridge.
I'll get my coat. Only be a minute.
Oh, take your time. No hurry.
It doesn't take long, does it, John? Now that you've made up your mind to it. Just a few miles of riding, talking idly, with the automatic hidden down beside you in the seat. Occasionally, you glance from the road at her beautiful face in the moonlight. That's something you'll never forget. That face, with the moonlight working magic with her hair. It even looked beautiful a half hour later, when you looked at it for the last time. Only then it was very still, with the quiet, wax-like beauty of death. An hour later, you have dropped the automatic into the river and you're back at her apartment. Both halves of the claim check in your pocket, going through the wastebasket next to the telephone.
Find the thing. Ah, here it is.
A little slip of paper with the name Gross and the telephone number.
Hello?
Mr. Gross?
He'll be back in a minute.
I'm calling for C.L. Brickley. Give Mr. Gross this message, will you?
Go ahead.
Miss Brickley says the appointment's on again. She changed her mind.
11 o'clock at the apartment.
Right. 11 o'clock at the apartment.
Yes, it was a long trail that finally ended in that police station near the East River. A trail that began in Venice, with an artist who painted a pair of pictures in the manner of Montaigne and died because of them. Lieutenant Brady of Homicide has done his job now. The suspect has finally begun to crack.
Oh, stop it, will you? Stop it.
All right, I'll stop it. You ready to talk?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk.
Turn off the lights.
Right, Lieutenant.
All right. Let's have it, Mr. Gross.
The guy in Italy, Donati. I killed him for the Brickley dame.
Money?
Yeah.
What else? Why did she want him dead?
I don't know why. I didn't ask no questions. She sent me over to Italy to get him, and I did. When I got back, she called me and said there was one more job to do.
Money again, huh?
Yeah. But she called up the night I was supposed to bump the second guy and said the job was off. I went out, and when I got back, there was a message. It was on again.
Go on.
And I was to pick him up at her apartment at 11 o'clock. When I come by for him, he was waiting there in front of the apartment. Big as life.
So that's how you happened to murder John Winters.
That's it. I guess the Brickley dame changed her mind.
Featured in tonight's story were Betty Lou Gerson and John McIntyre. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen, with story by Brian Thorne, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is Marvin Miller speaking for the Signal Oil Company. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
A Woman's Privilege from February 17th of 1947. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar in our latest five-part storyline. Known as the Callicles Matter, it resumes right after this.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly.
Drink. Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house, and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I ease my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old-time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 in the morning. Only, I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Many of the award-winning laptops and desktops at this year's Consumer Electronics Show had one thing in common. They were all powered by Intel. Intel unveiled their amazing new family of processors, and the big takeaway is how they make AI more accessible for every user. Sam Safe from Intel has more.
And we'll start with the Intel Core Ultra Series 2 processors, which bring AI capabilities directly to your PC, unlocking personalized, efficient, and powerful experiences. We also underscored our Lunar Lake processors, which showcase our leadership in AI and energy efficiency for ultra-thin laptops. And then finally, we also provided a bit of an update on our Panther Lake family of processors, which leverage a brand new process for us and utilize Intel's 18A technology.
Panther Lake will be available for both laptops and desktops.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. For the spring of 1956, it's time now for part four of the Callicles Matter. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Ready with your Crestview number, Mr. Dollar.
Good.
Yeah?
Mr. Parsons?
Who's this?
Johnny Dollar.
What are you doing in town?
Still looking for your son, Mr. Parsons.
You met him yesterday. He's been found. He wasn't lost.
I met the man you hired to convince me that he was your son. I know he isn't.
Listen, if you're going to make trouble...
I will if I have to. I have that guy's signature on two papers in my briefcase. It constitutes a witness forgery, no matter how you look at it. I'd be willing to call up a lawyer and see what kind of noise I can make.
What do you want?
I'll be out to tell you in 20 minutes.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Eastern Casualty and Trust Company, number 25 Yardley Boulevard, Boston, Massachusetts. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Callicles matter. Expense account item 9, $100, legal retainer. I hired an attorney named Robert Watson to arrange for a court order impounding all the records in the Parsons brokerage house. I also turned over to him the forged reports. After that, I drove out to see Parsons, still laid up in bed.
Who spilled the beans?
You did, mainly. I didn't believe that guy here yesterday afternoon. I didn't believe the woman who was supposed to be his wife. So let it go at that. I'm here to find David Parsons, Jr. Let's stop playing games.
Don't get fresh with me, boy. I've crunched many a loud talker just like you.
You want me to walk out of here and start jamming up your works right now, or do you want to listen? You've botched up everything so far. Do I handle it, or do we keep on like this?
I'm going to kill you when I get on my feet.
In the meantime, you're going to lie there and like it. I came out here to find your son. You arranged to throw me off his trail by hiring a woman to play his wife and a man to appear and pretend he was your son. Let's take it from there. I understand you've had private detectives looking for him all over the country. What agency?
Universal Operators.
Who's in charge of it there?
A man named Underwood.
Have they got any leads?
Nothing. Nothing for 12 days.
Did he take anything?
I don't know. We haven't made an audit.
Well, there'll be an audit. I've got the machinery started right now.
Who do you think...
Shut up and lie down or you'll bust a blood vessel. Is Mrs. Parsons in town?
I sent her down to Palm Springs.
All right, it's 10:15 now. If I remember right, there's a plane from Palm Springs about noon. Call her there and tell her I'll be at her house at 2 o'clock. I want to talk to her.
Are you giving me orders?
I sure am. I want everybody in that household there. 2 o'clock. You arrange it.
I'll arrange nothing for you. Now get out of here.
Call who you have to call. 2 o'clock, Mr. Parsons. I left him fuming on the phone and drove my rented car downtown to the offices of Universal Operatives Incorporated. Mr. Underwood, the man in charge of finding David Parsons, Jr., shook my hand and told me he could report nothing to me about the case. I asked him to phone old man Parsons, which he did. That changed his mind. He broke down and gave me an hour-long story on what they'd done to locate the missing man. When he was finished, it came out the same way. They'd run into blank walls everywhere. They had no idea where David Parsons might be. I told Underwood he and his staff were fired and that Mr. Parsons would confirm it. I left him fuming on the phone. Expense account item 10, $4, two drinks and lunch all alone. After that, I drove over to the residence of David Parsons, Jr. Mrs. Parsons was a tall, graceful woman in her late 30s, settled on a sofa in front of the fireplace. The clothes she was wearing, the house itself, the appointments of the formal room, all suggested a well-run, well-kept sort of life.
I've answered so many questions from those private detectives.
I'm sorry to put you through it all again.
You must operate in a rather high-handed manner, Mr. Dollar. My father-in-law expressly told me the point here is not to let any of this get into the papers.
The point here is to find your husband, Mrs. Parsons. He's been missing 12 days now.
Well, I suppose I was the last one to see him. It was after dinner. He went upstairs. I didn't see him after that.
This would be...
The 13th. Yes, it was.
Did he sleep here that night?
His bed had been slept in, yes.
Then he really disappeared sometime on the 14th.
I suppose that's accurate. He wasn't in his office that day.
Did he take a car?
No. But I know the private detectives checked the cab companies.
He could have flagged one two blocks away. How about clothes? Did he pack anything?
Not a thing.
Money?
I don't know.
Okay. Can you think of any enemies who might want to harm your husband?
Enemies? Oh, dear, no.
Think a minute.
Well, perhaps in his office, in his business, there's someone. But he never discussed what went on there with me.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
It was a rule. This is our home. That is David's business. We just never talked about what went on in his office at all.
How long have you and Mr. Parsons been married?
18 years next July.
Have you been getting along?
Of course we've been getting along. We've gotten along always.
Ever discussed the probability of divorce or anything like that?
Certainly not.
Can you think of any reason why Mr. Parsons would just walk out and not come back?
None whatsoever.
Have the people in his office been worried about him?
Well, I believe Mr. Ecker's the only one who knows. The others think he's away on a business trip.
In other words, the whole thing's been kept quiet.
Oh, yes, of course. This merger situation is quite delicate. As you
Mrs.
know,
Mrs. Parsons, there's... were you very close to him?
I beg your pardon.
Don't beg my pardon. Just answer the question. Everybody seems to be worried about a merger, not about a man. Did you spend time together, do things together?
Of course. We entertained frequently. We traveled. We had common interests.
What?
A home, of course.
What else?
I don't know what you mean.
Did you enjoy each other, go out together, have fun?
Oh, really?
Did he have a hobby?
Well, yes, sort of. David liked to read and write a little. He fancied himself a scholar along some lines.
What lines?
Literature. Of course, it was just an indulgence.
Where did he indulge himself?
He had a small study upstairs.
Would it be possible to look at that room?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
All right, I'll get to that in a minute. Mr. Parson, drink very much?
Cocktails before dinner, maybe two or three after.
Ever any long drinking jobs on the town?
David never went off and drank, if that's what you're trying to find out.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to find out. Is he in good health?
Yes. Perfect, I think.
What's the name of his doctor?
Stanley Warner, Dr. Warner.
Okay. How about his attitude?
What do you mean?
What kind of man is he? Quiet, loud, what?
Well, I'd say David is, and always has been, a very quiet person.
Like his work?
Of course, he loves it.
His home?
I'm terribly afraid there's a great deal of insinuation in these questions you ask, Mr. Dollar.
What have you been doing in Palm Springs?
Resting.
Got a boyfriend?
Mr. Dollar.
Have you?
I resent that very much. Naturally, with my husband here, I go out with friends there. David knows about it.
He have a girlfriend?
You're being ridiculous.
No, you're being ridiculous.
What?
You sit here and describe the kind of association a man has with a drug clerk who sells him cigarettes, and you call it a marriage. Your husband disappears from the face of the earth, and you romp off to Palm Springs, forgetting all about it. You're insulted when I ask you what's wrong. You're hurt when I ask you how come, and you're annoyed when I mention it.
What on earth do you want me to do?
File a missing persons complaint right away. Get some help in here if it isn't too late.
Too late?
It could be, lady. It just could be you and your father-in-law have fooled around too long.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're in business, then you need a trusted source for how to grow, make more profit, and have more time and freedom. Chris Guerrero is an entrepreneur, investor, and best-selling author. His podcast takes you behind the scenes and shows you what it takes to be successful in today's freakishly hectic, highly congested, and overly hyped world of business. Subscribe now on YouTube and Instagram or wherever you listen to podcasts and plug into today's top business tips for free. Follow Chris Guerrero on Apple, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up with the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
New York State has a new recruitment process for Democrat voters.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
After DOGE's purge of the federal workforce, Governor Kathy Hochul is recruiting federal workers to move to New York. Does she really want employment or just more votes?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
She made the call. A half an hour later, two detectives from the Missing Persons Bureau were out here gathering facts. I tagged along. They questioned Mrs. Parsons, the servants. They examined the study as well as his bedroom. From all they could gather, David Parsons had nothing but the clothes on his back when he disappeared. By mid-afternoon, the police had started on old man Parsons and gone downtown to question the members of David Parsons' office force. The district attorney moved in quickly and negated my court order, impounding the books and records for a careful audit to determine if any money or bonds were missing. They promised to keep me informed. I went out on my own.
Come in, please.
Dr. Stanley Warner had a four-suite office on Wilshire Boulevard. He was a big graying man who looked as though he played a lot of golf and drank a lot of whiskey when he had the chance. I told him about Parsons being missing and asked for some details.
According to my records, I examined him the first of last month. He was in good health. Excellent for a man of his age and responsibility.
Could you explain that, Doctor?
No, I was thinking only by comparison. David Parsons is 40 years old. He's held a position of tremendous responsibility for many years. For a lesser man or for a frailer man, the incidence of organic disturbance in this age area increases considerably. David Parsons' case, that didn't seem to hold true.
Doctor, are you talking about the pressure from his father?
You know the old man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about that, yes. He cracked up a lot of people.
How do you suppose David Jr. escaped?
He knew how to escape, at least for periods of time, get a complete rest.
Was there any indication or any reason whatsoever when you examined him to suspect that he might suffer from some sort of mental trouble?
No. I'd say that when I examined him, he was in excellent mental shape, too.
I see. Did you ever meet him outside the office?
Socially?
Yeah.
Yes. Both belong to the same country club. Played golf with him several times, seen him at dances, other affairs.
Mm-hmm. He and Mrs. Parsons strike you as a happy couple?
I'll answer that by saying that happiness is intangible. I envied him, though, not because of his wife, you understand, but because with all the requirements that were made of him, he was still a gentle, decent man.
You ever appear with other women?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever have occasion to talk with him with his hair down?
Once. Startled me at first. I was aware that he was a man of education and culture, but I was quite taken aback by his ability to quote the classics. Seemed incongruous somehow. I remember this day we met in the club. We had a drink. I don't think anyone was there except the waiters. I was talking to him, and suddenly he dropped off the conversation. And he stared ahead. And then he began to quote a Greek, Callicles.
Callicles?
Yes. I was so impressed by the passage, I took the trouble to look it up myself and write it down. I have it. Yes. Here. I can still see him quoting that word for word. Read it.
But if there were a man who had sufficient force, he would shake off and break through and escape from all this.
Go on, will you, please?
He would trample underfoot all our formulas and spells and charms and all our laws which are against nature. The slave would rise in rebellion and be lord over us. And the light of natural justice would shine forth. When did Parsons quote this to you, Doctor?
Monday, the day before he disappeared.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's final intriguing episode of this week's story.
The answer is with that old Greek who lived 3,000 years ago. Tomorrow we'll find it. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The penultimate episode of the five-part storyline The Callicles Matter, which played out back in the spring of 1956. We'll present the finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Betty Lou Gerson in an offering of The Whistler. Well, did you know that she was the original voice of one of Disney's best-known villains? A very cruel one, indeed. I'll name her and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
People, it sure looks strange to me.
I've been listening to a story about a man named Jed. We're a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY77.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code NOVELTY77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now. Wow, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code novelty77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wuzzer. Before the break, I mentioned that Betty Lou Gerson was the original voice of one of Disney's best-known villains. She was Cruella de Vil in the 1961 animated film 101 Dalmatians. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her. But hey, remember to visit the website, winradiowuzz.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Wuzz is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.